With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Forecasters are keeping an eye on a system that may soon be named Tropical Depression Imelda if it gets a little stronger. National Hurricane Center Specialist Philippe Papin.
The system is still going to be moving through the Bahamas basically later today through tonight, and we are expecting tropical storm conditions for the central and northwestern portion of the Bahamas. And they're also expecting quite a bit of heavy rainfall that could produce flash urban and river flooding into the next couple of days.
Meanwhile, a little farther to the north,
Humberto is out there in the subtropical Atlantic. It currently is a Category 4 hurricane with maximum sustained winds of 155 miles per hour. And we are watching Humberto because it could be a threat for the island of Bermuda over the next couple of days.
The death toll from a stampede at a political rally in India has reached 40. The state's health minister said that medics are also treating about 124 people who were injured in nearby hospitals. A federal tax expert says Democrats originally passed certain Obamacare subsidies during COVID with no Republican support. Now, Lauren Stewart with Americans for Prosperity says they're threatening to shut down the government unless Republicans agree to extend those subsidies.
When Democrats are saying this is Republicans' health care crisis, this is actually something they fully created, completely absent any Republican support, vote, or input on the process. So they're asking not only to have those Biden COVID credits extended, but for them to be made permanent.
Polls indicate many American families are still struggling due to the lingering effects of Bidenomics, but economist Stephen Moore says the president's new policies are already chipping away at inflation.
How about the fact that, you know, I was just on the road in Indiana, and they're paying $2.70 a gallon for gas. I remember when it was like $5 a gallon. So we are making progress on inflation.
Economist Stephen Moore spoke with the Salem Radio Network. This is SRN News. More evidence that marijuana use is not a good idea for women who wish to have a child. Here's Michael Harrington.
A new study released in the journal Nature Communications studied women who are seeking to become pregnant via in vitro fertilization. The research finds that women smoking marijuana has a negative effect on the embryos and may cause them not to implant. Pot is now widely legal in the U.S., and a lot more Americans are using it. The new study raises concerns about the drug's effect on fertility, which is in sharp decline already. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal appeals court says a Vermont Christian school can participate in the state sports league. That decision overturns a previous one that upheld a ban on the school after it forfeited a high school girls' basketball game against a team with a male athlete. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the Second Circuit has granted Mid-Vermont Christian School a preliminary injunction to rejoin the league. This is SRN News. The U.S. Secret Service seized 16 illegal skimming devices from Boston that stopped criminals from stealing $16.7 million in electronic benefit transfer fraud.
Between September 23rd and September 25th, law enforcement personnel visited 700 businesses throughout the greater Boston area, checking for and removing illegal skimming devices from ATMs, gas pumps, and point-of-sale terminals. The Secret Service says the recovered skimmers saved a total from all operations of more than $334 million in fraud loss.
That is Ron Taylor reporting. Hundreds of laid-off federal employees are being called back to their jobs. Workers in the General Services Administration, GSA, were given the chance to return to work after being laid off during the administration's DOGE cuts. Earlier this year, the GSA manages government buildings, and its workforce has been understaffed now for several months. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.